Bonjour et merci de voler des liens aériens de Bill Hendry. Nous contrôlerons une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Bill Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bud Dickman is with us here, and Bud, you have Andrea Garcia.
That's right, Andrea. You got how many people have bought it?
Oh, we've got 354.
354, Phil. And how much money have we made?
We've got 7,080.
All right, Phil, we've made 7,000.
I heard her, okay? I heard what she said. And we need to pump the number here. So the number is what, Andrea, for people to call?
Why don't you go ahead? 1-800?
She don't know.
Oh, okay, 1-800-260-4534. That's 1-800-260-4534. When you call that number, you'll either talk to Andrea or who else do we have there?
Catalina.
I got Betty and Lou. And
will you shut up? Who's on the thing? Diane and
Diane. We got Brian. Everybody from my
Elizabeth.
Place.
Everybody from my friend's place is there.
Crazy Alina.
You got a way to be on top of things. You don't know who the people is.
Why don't you go back and answer some phones, Bud? And all of those people will be taking orders, and we have made over $7,000 in
right.
2 hours. That's amazing.
That's amazing, yeah.
What's amazing about it?
I'm sorry?
What's amazing about it?
Well, tell them why it's amazing, Andrea.
Well, because last year we made about 10, and
right.
It's only been...
I'm listening.
Okay, it's only been
will you shut up and let her explain? Last year, in 4 hours, we made $10,000.
And now we're at $7,000 in a little bit over 2 hours right now. So we're doing really, really good. So just keep calling in and keep ordering.
Please call in and keep ordering the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place. You can get the 98.2. They're $20 and $3.50 for shipping and handling. And my friend's place is an interesting organization. Tell us a little bit about it, Andrea.
Well, they're a great
organization. She's going to screw it up.
Shut up and let her talk. What do
okay,
they do?
They're a great organization based in Hollywood.
They give a lot of people things. And
go ahead.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Okay, they're based in Hollywood, and they get their program is based on getting people, kids off the street, rehabilitated into jobs and off the streets, off drugs.
Right.
They've been very successful in the past years that they've been.
And one of the great things about my friend's place is we say this because we have a national audience, is a lot of these kids that are being helped by my friend's place come from as far away as Wisconsin and Kentucky and
right
Iowa. They're from all over the country.
Yep.
And they wind up here in Los Angeles, and they want to be in the next Brad Pitt movie, but first they have to take a shower. And,
exactly.
You know, it doesn't work out.
Just sometimes it just doesn't work out.
It
like
doesn't
that.
Work out for them.
So I have that list of the people who are on the phones. Do you have it, Andrea?
Yeah, no.
Because you're not on top of it. See, she muffed it up. Lisa, Susie, Elizabeth, Andrea, Anastasia, Carlos, Alina, Brian, Diana.
Thanks to everybody working the phones tonight. Our number again is 1-800-260-4534. And Andrea's going to go back and help out.
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with who?
Andrea.
She's leaving now, man. She doesn't want to be around you. Thanks, Andrea. So $7,080, 354 CDs we've sold. And give us a call, 1-800-260-4534. So, yeah, we've made a nice piece of change for my friend's place tonight, and we're so very happy that you guys have been a part of that, and we appreciate it. And we only do this once a year, so, you know, get off our back if you think it sucks. Our number to get through to the show this evening, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Is Joe Dickhead checking in tonight with his NFL picks? You know, we might want to have him on, and we've got a big playoff time coming up this weekend, too. My in-law's 45th wedding anniversary. Did I mention this? I didn't mention this. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but I didn't really get into the fact that I fired those cleaning people. When did I say it? Was just before the show started? I don't know. Anyway, I had to fire these people today because they were, you know, they weren't on top. We had to get the place where I live cleaned up. And the place where I live cleaned up. The place, our home, clean. Because Al and Viola are having a big 45th tomorrow. And, excuse me. So what happened was...
Did you sell your house yet, you rich asshole?
Get out of here.
Well, did you?
Get out of here. And no, I didn't.
I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, you can buy it. Yeah, okay, bud. God. What's that supposed to mean, man?
Yeah, you're talking about your house.
All right, so we had a problem today, so we fired those clowns, and so we got to get the joint cleaned up. And, you know, the guys came out with, we have to tent the backyard, and this guy who plays piano checked in a couple of times, and all this stuff, man. I don't know whether I'm supposed to give this guy a song list or what. But, you know, he'll be tinkling the ivories, and I figure we'll be tending bar. I didn't hire a bartender. It's gonna be what it is. You know, I'm going to, you know, forget it. I ain't hiring no bartender. I'm going to put the booze on a table that can go and find their own drinks. How about that? And if you want to make yourself a margarita, the blender's right there in the kitchen. Have at it. I ain't hiring no bartender. Why? Because I'm cheap. So that's what we've been planning on all day long. And it's been quite a weekend. 45 years these guys have been married. So anyway, they got pictures of themselves that they hung up all through the house, pictures of them in Vegas when they were kids, pictures of them riding horses, pictures of them at the bullfights in Juarez, Mexico, pictures of them having their first Thanksgiving together, just wonderful little pictures of the very young couple before they had all of their four screaming brats, one of whom I married. And so we were decorating the house with that, and it's gonna be a fun time when we get home. So that's what we've been up to. But in the process, I had to fire these guys today, acting like every bit the rich clod that I am, because she's crying, and these people just showed up and took off. You know, here's the funny thing about all of this so-called domestic help, this non-taxed, illegal alien domestic help. Let's just call a spade. You know, you all know what I'm talking about. Those of you listening to me in California, you damn sure know what I'm talking about. Because some of you hiring these people to clean your house, and they ain't legal. And you go down to the corner and you find them there, or you know a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend. A lot of them live around the Coliseum. You know what I'm talking about. And me, being the liberal Democrat, I said, well, you know, baby, we should hire these people. And Maria, she didn't trust them. Now, listen to what I'm saying. She doesn't trust them. She doesn't have any faith in them. She pretty much treats them like the hired servants that they are. And me, I'd always been the guy who said, hey, give them a break, you know, let her take a lunch break. Come on, treat them with respect. Until I had about two or three of them brown out on me, and now I'm calling INS. Now I've turned into, you know.
Flaming asshole.
Yes, you're right, bud. I've turned into that.
Well, what are you talking like? You're an ass.
Okay, I'm an ass. That's what I've turned into, because I've had one too many of these guys browning out on me, and always at the last minute. Going on vacation last year, one of them quit. Going on vacation 3 months later, one of them quit. On our way into a big party celebrating for the in-laws, she quits. And her husband. And, you know, we're out there hiring them, not paying the Social Security, not paying the taxes, under the table.
Maybe you're doing something wrong instead of people. Maybe you're being an ass bigger than the moon.
Maybe I'm being an ass bigger than the moon.
Yeah. Well, you blame the people, you be it.
Hey, what is this all of a sudden? A football game where you're sitting there in the bleachers screaming at me?
You be an ass bigger than the moon.
I got it already. And maybe I am making a mistake, and the mistake is hiring them in the first place.
They keep quitting on you. You must be the biggest ass that ever walked.
They quit it? What's that supposed to mean?
Think about it, Ace. Think about it, Sherlock. They're quitting on you.
They ain't quitting on me. They're quitting on my wife. What's that mean? Well, in any event, I'm going to the legal stuff, okay? I'm going to pay a good old American about $90 an hour, okay? That's
the American way.
That's it. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show.
Think about it. Illegal aliens desperate for a job are quitting on you. How bad does your house smell?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My 7,000-square-foot luxurious penthouse with the professor. And we've got a big football weekend ahead. A big football weekend. By the way, on this football weekend, we've made $7,980 for my friend's place. If you'd like to donate $20 and get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, call 1-800-260-4534. You know, the older Phil gets, the tougher it is for him to do these stupid voices. This is Joe Dickhead with the NFL picks. I already queued that up, by the way, Mike, so thanks for hitting it one more time. Now let's take a look at this weekend's Wild Card Weekend, Professor.
That's right, Clay. Ow.
Hemorrhoid medication. Like a softball up there, isn't it? This weekend, Wild Card action. 12:30, Saturday. Buffalo at Tennessee, and the Buffalo Bills meet the Tennessee Titans.
Buffalo at the Tennessee Titans.
Well, who's going to win the game? Will you go get your pants? The Buffalo Bills meet the Tennessee Titans in a ball game sure to be an exciting match, as not Doug Flutie, but Brad Johnson starts this game for the Buffalo Bills. It doesn't make any difference. Steve McNair and the Tennessee Titans will be flying high. We think it's going to be Tennessee in this big, big ball game. Then, the late game, Detroit at Washington. Oh, my God! The Lions are in the playoffs again? Oh, Jesus!
That's right. I think the Detroit Lions will be traveling to Washington. And this ball game, oh, boy, what a waste of time.
The Detroit Lions always make it to the playoffs one way or another, whether it's with Wayne Fonts as head coach, Bobby Ross as head coach, or who knows who at quarterback. But once again, Detroit will come up on the short end. They'll take it right square in the shorts. Washington Redskins beat Detroit. Forget about it, baby.
This is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks. If you want to find out who we like, call up 213-251-3189 for our NFL Picks. Of course, we're giving them on the air right now, so why the hell would you want to call our hotline?
Sunday, January 9th, another big day in the National Football League, a traditional rivalry. This between the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. A great matchup. Some of the great stellar games, the classics in the history of the NFL playoffs, have been played by these two teams. Dallas traveling at 8-8 to the Minnesota Vikings at 10-6. The prideful Dallas Cowboys. The Minnesota Vikings stinging from last year's NFC Championship defeat. Who will win this big matchup? A bloodbath, Professor!
Well, you would lay this one on me. I don't know. Christ, what the hell? They pay me to pick these ball games. I couldn't find my ass with both hands. You want to know that? Me and Joe Dickhead are down to our last dollar because we couldn't pick our freaking nose on this. God, I hate it.
Sunday, the Miami Dolphins in Seattle against the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Holmgren's first season there as head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Boy, he made it a blast!
And you know Jimmy Johnson's going to want to rip somebody a new ass. Jimmy Johnson will be going to Seattle to tear them a new ass. I think at 9-7, the Seattle Seahawks at 9-7, a very ambitious and gambling Seattle defense will make life miserable for
Dan Marino
all afternoon. Look to the Miami Dolphins to be beaten badly. Seattle will rip them a new ass.
Game on Sunday as the Professor picks Seattle, ripping them a new ass. So let's review, shall we?
Right. I think that Tennessee's going to rip Buffalo a new ass. Washington rips Detroit a whole brand spanking new ass. Minnesota will rip Dallas a new ass. And Seattle will rip Miami a new ass.
This is Joe Dickhead with Who Rips Who a New Ass. NFL picks here on, is this Monday night? This is Friday night. Thank you. Now, let's pick the Pro Bowl.
That's right. I think it's going to be the all hell with it. I don't give a shit. Forget it.
All right. Anyway, thanks a lot, Joe. You suck once again.
That's right. Joe Dickhead, NFL picks.
Great. All right, so we've made 7,980. I can't reiterate enough. I can't wait to get out of here. $7,980 we've made so far this evening. 399 CDs sold. Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Communism is Nate has been sold this evening at 1-800-260-4534. That's 1-800-260-4534. And you have to have a credit card to take a MasterCard or Visa tonight for the sale of the Best of Phil Henry Show CD. Now, you can order the 98 and the 99 as well at 1-800-260-4534. And, you know, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. By the way, this is an organization that doesn't take any federal money. They only take private donations for people. So we're very, very proud to be aligned with these guys. And, you know, every buck that they make is strictly from private benefactors such as yourselves and myself. It's going to be $3.50 shipping and handling and $20 for the CD. Call tonight at 1-800-260-4534. And the phone number will only be good until 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern time, and then we're stopping taking all them orders. You have to have a credit card, a MasterCard, or a Visa card. And you can order the 98 or the 99 CD tonight. Okay, 1-800. Now, the number for the CD is 1-800-260-4534. To call us tonight, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the Ten Commandments here coming up at the final hour, or the final half hour, with a guy from Lancaster who is disseminating purposefully an erroneous list of the Ten Commandments. Basically, his feeling is that most people don't know what they are, so it wouldn't make any difference if he spread ones that weren't the real ones. That's essentially the guy's point. So we'll be talking with him here in the next hour and or next half hour. I can't. How much time's left in this stinking show tonight? This goddamn show's been going so long, I can't wait to not only get out of here tonight, but get out of this radio station. I have been fighting so hard to stay in a good mood tonight, and it's collapsing on me. I can't get anybody to give me any information. I can't get anybody to hit any buttons the right way. God! Retarded. Thank you. That felt good. 1-800-449-8686, and we'll be coming right back at you after this. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm really sorry. When things go wrong, they go wrong. And this show tonight, I haven't been happy with at all. And we're trying to make money here for my friend's place. We've made $8,680. You guys have been coming through. But the whole show tonight just sucks. I just feel off. And I have Austin Amarca from Lancaster on the line. Mr. Amarca, forgive me. I just spent a fair portion of my last few minutes there in the last half hour excoriating the atmosphere.
Well, I understand that. I've had days like that, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just... Anyway, you are a member of an organization that is purposefully disseminating the wrong Ten Commandments?
Well, let me back up a minute, Mr. Henry. Freedom Base is a group of people here in Southern California who are a little bit tired of hearing about the Ten Commandments being posted in courtrooms and the Ten Commandments being posted in high schools. Excuse me, and the Ten Commandments being posted all over the place as if there is no separation of church and state. And what we're doing is we are disseminating to schools, to organizations, to civic groups, a list of the Ten Commandments that's wrong. It's a phony Ten Commandments list.
Why?
Well, why? Because when people see this list, they're going to think it's the real Ten Commandments. They're going to want to put this up in their schools and in their churches, and they're going to wind up looking like dumbasses. So if they do that, it proves a point that I've always had, which is most people don't know what the damn Ten Commandments are. Do you?
Do I know the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, go ahead. Try and tell me the Ten Commandments.
I don't want to do that, sir. I mean,
go ahead. Just try it.
Something about I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have false gods before me.
That's one.
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal.
That's right.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Right.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, right?
The Sabbath, keep the Sabbath holy.
That's one, yeah. You're missing about three or four, though.
Well, right, your point is made, I guess. But I'm not a very good example of this.
Well, I don't think most people who call themselves Christians know what the Ten Commandments are. And that's fine with me, because a lot of these Christian groups and organizations have traveled the countryside trying to make everybody believe that we're a Christian country and that it's okay with us to have the Ten Commandments posted in a church or a courthouse, okay? You're aware of that.
I know that they've been having that battle for many years. They want to put the Ten Commandments in a courthouse. What has that got to do with you disseminating a fake Ten Commandments?
It is our goal to prove that not only do people not know what the Ten Commandments are, but they're such a bunch of dumbasses, they put the wrong ones up.
So you're hoping that somebody is going to post your fake Ten Commandments?
Right.
Well, what are your fake Ten Commandments?
All right. Number one, thou shalt not steal. Now, a lot of these are real, but we mix them in with fake ones. Okay?
All right.
Thou shalt not steal, number one. Number two, thou shalt not kill. Number three, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Number four, turn the other cheek. Number five, thou shalt not have a false god. Number six, honor thy mother and father. Number seven, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Number eight, all men are created equal. Number nine, live and let die. And number ten, Rome wasn't built in a day.
And those are the Ten Commandments that you're going to disseminate.
Those are the Ten Commandments, and I guarantee you that I could have people believe in those are the Ten Commandments to the point where they'll put them up.
And so you're mocking individuals through what?
No, I'm not mocking Christians. I'm mocking people that want to stick that in a courthouse or a school as if that's a church. That's not a church. Ten Commandments don't belong there. They belong in a private church, in a private home, in a private religious institution. They do not belong in a courthouse. They don't belong in a publicly funded school. And we've been over and over and over this so many times I'd like to puke. But because they don't get it, we have to try a different tack.
So your tack essentially is to disseminate, if you can't keep the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses and the public schools and the public buildings, you're going to put up fake ones.
We are going to get people to post this list, yes, sir. And the one that I read to you, Mr. Henry, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, of those that I read, which ones are not real Ten Commandments?
Okay, see, now you're going to test me. I'm not a guy that you should use.
No, go ahead. You ought to know the Ten Commandments enough to know which ones aren't real.
Read the list again.
All right. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Turn the other cheek. Thou shalt not have false gods. Honor thy mother and father. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. All men are created equal. Live and let die. And Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day is not a commandment.
Okay, that's one.
You honestly think that people are going to believe that Rome wasn't built in a day is one of the Ten Commandments?
You better believe it, mister. I know people. I've been around people my whole life. And I guarantee you I'm going to have at least one dumbass out there that thinks Rome wasn't built in a day is one of the Ten Commandments.
You sound very hostile. I mean,
well, that's, I didn't make this world, sir.
All right. Rome wasn't built in a day is one is not a Ten Commandment. Obviously, all men are created equal. That's from the Constitution, right?
No, it's from the Declaration of Independence, but you're right. It ain't one of the Ten Commandments.
I don't think that turn the other cheek is a commandment.
That is correct. There's more.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's right. That's called the Golden Rule, but that ain't a commandment. anymore?
Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
That's in the Old Testament, but it is not a commandment. There's one more.
There's one more.
One more.
Live and let live.
You got it. That ain't no commandment. And yet I guarantee you, at least one dumbass is going to think those are all commandments. And
all right, well, but the thing of it is you're hoping that that so-called, quote, dumbass, end quote, is a judge who will post it in his courthouse.
Yeah, man, you got it. And I got money, and I got a running bet with two other members of Freedom Base, my organization, that I can get at least one circuit court judge somewhere in America to be so stupid he'll post these as the Ten Commandments. And then I'll have made my point, which is we've got a public debate about something that has absolutely nothing to do with anybody knowing anything about it. We've got a public debate about the Ten Commandments, and nobody knows what they are. And nobody can quote them chapter and verse, but we're debating it.
Well, I'll tell you this. You make a good point. That in America, we often get swept up into discussions and arguments about things that nobody has any real information about. Certainly, the validity of religion, it constantly debated and argued about in this country, and yet no one really knows what religion is and what it means, okay? So I think you've got a point there. But I don't think that you're going to find a judge, even as much as you may dislike judges, I don't think you're going to find one in this country dumb enough to think that Rome wasn't built in a day is one of the Ten Commandments.
You try me. You try.
If you find one judge who thinks that Rome wasn't built in a day is one of the Ten Commandments, then, buddy,
go ahead, say it.
I'll write you a check for $1,000.
Ah, man, that's it. Now you're talking. And
but if you can't in a reasonable amount of time, you owe me $1,000.
How much time are we talking?
I'll give you a year.
You got it. 1 year, I'll find me at least one school and one judge dumb enough to post these as the Ten Commandments.
You're going to find a judge in a school. A school.
You got it.
That thinks that Rome wasn't built in a day, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and turn the other cheek are the commandments.
That's right. That's my promise to you.
Here's Hendersonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I said one question. Do you accept Discover Card in your cart and your CDs?
Yes, we do, sir. Here is Asheville on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good. My problem is I agree with the whole separation of church and state.
There you go. That's my point.
But I feel like by putting them up in a courthouse, I mean, you know, that's taken away the whole point of the courthouse. You know, I mean, that's, you know, if you want to make a mockery of the Ten Commandments, which I think that'd be a great survey or something, put them up in a church. Or something like that, where it's a little more biased as to who's going to be seeing them. You know, I don't feel like, you know, slapping, you know, something up in a school or a courthouse, that's degrading the courthouse, you know.
I don't think you know what this guy's talking about. He's talking about the courthouses are putting them up. Anyway, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You're saying that courthouses are putting them up anyway.
I'm saying, Mr. Henry, courthouses are putting them up anyway. And they don't even know why they're doing it, and they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are, that I'll find me at least one judge, and I'll find me at least one school that's going to put that crap up as if those is the Ten Commandments.
All right, well, you got a $1,000 bet. I got $1,000 says that you will not in 1 year find a school and a judge dumb enough to put up, do unto others as they would, if you would have them do unto you as one of the Ten Commandments, or what's the other one?
We got one here. The one I particularly like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
One of the Ten Commandments.
That's right. There's a dumbass out there that'll believe that.
And Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day. And here's one that I love. Together we stand, divided we fall. That's the sixth commandment.
No, it's not.
Of course it's not, but I'll have somebody believe in it.
Rome wasn't built in a day. Together we stand, divided we fall, and you can lead a horse to water.
But you can't make him drink. One of the Ten Commandments.
Well, good luck, man. I got $1,000 says that you're wrong.
Yeah, well, kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, okay.
Might as well just put it on over my bank account right now.
Yeah, well, I'll do that. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry here, and we're closing the show out tonight, our Radiothon. We've made $10,260 tonight selling the Phil Hendry Best Of CD. And forgive me, those of you who are listening to this show tape delayed Monday morning in Miami or Monday morning in Green Bay, you've been listening basically to us raising a whole bunch of money on Friday night. But it was a good effort, and we thank each and every person that called in. We sold over 500 CDs this evening, all of the money to benefit my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We do have more time, and we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. And what we thought we would do is roll a cut, another cut, from the Best of the Hendry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat. So we're going to do that, and in the interim, while you're listening to that, maybe you can ring us up one more time, 1-800-260-4534, 1-800-260-4534 for the Best of Phil CD.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Pete, hello.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for pick delivery.
What you want?
Okay, I want to order three large pizzas.
All right, three large pizzas. Have you got any coupons or anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. What else you want? Want something to drink or anything?
No, that's okay.
All right. What you want on the pizza, anything?
Yeah, let me have one large pizza with pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Huh?
No, you don't want that tonight.
Why not?
I'm just trying to warn you. You don't want that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm just trying to warn you. That's all. I mean, you want to get the pepperoni, I'll give it to you. But tonight, that's not a good night for that. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what happened. We had a health inspection come through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, what do you guys have?
I'll tell you what we got. We have the meatball, which is outstanding, and also the sausage is real good.
Okay. Let me have one with the meatball, one with sausage.
All right. Meatball, sausage. All right. Got the meatball for my man. What else?
You got the sausage one.
Got some sausage going on that too.
On that one, I mean, just I'm getting three different large pieces.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So what's the other one you want? I got meatball, I got sausage. What else you want?
Let me have the other one with chicken.
No, man, you don't want that. That's bad. That's bad.
Okay, what do you guys have?
Hey, what we got, man? We got fish.
I don't know that.
Fish pizza.
No, man. Which pizza is this?
This is a pizza over on 6th.
Oh, I got the wrong place there. I'm looking for the one on La Cienega and...
Hold on. I'll transfer you over there, okay?
All right.
Put you on a transfer. Hold on for a second. Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred.
Yeah, Pizza, how are you doing?
All right.
Hello, Pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, what can I get for you?
Okay, which location are you at?
You're on La Cienega Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to order three pizzas for delivery.
Pizza delivery?
Yes.
What kind of pizza do you want, sir? What size? I should ask you up front what size you want.
Large.
That's the very first one. I either want the 14-inch or 16-inch deep pan dish pan.
Whichever the large.
We got the 16-inch deep pan dish pan. You got the dish pan deep or extra deep?
Just a regular large,
you want
a large
thick
crust.
All right, 16-inch thick crust on a deep dish. You want puff dish?
No.
You want any of them puffy cheese balls, anything like that? We got a special on buffalo wing. We got a special on... damn, I forgot what the other thing is. We got a special on something. All right, what do you want? What kind of cheese you want? Blue, Swiss, cheddar, Munster.
Okay, I think I'm going to have the wrong location here.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred. Please have all credit card information available for our operators.
Yes, Pizza, hello.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi, which location are you at?
We are at the corner of La Cienega and Venice.
Okay. I'd like to place an order for delivery.
All right, can I put you on hold? We'll put you through our automated system. Hold on, please.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like cheese pizza, press 1. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. Press 2. Press 3. Make your selection now.
Hello?
Yes.
Why aren't you pressing any numbers?
Because none of those are what I want.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 1. If you'd like chicken, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. We'll be there in 30 minutes... or you pay double.
Hello?
Yes.
So the automated pizza, is that what you want?
Okay, what kind of...
It's a lot quicker that way.
Okay.
If you just push the numbers, you'll get the pizza like that. Otherwise, I have to go in the back and make it and, you know...
You have to go in the back and make it?
Yes, because we make everything fresh at Pizza.
Right, I understand that, but I mean...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a pizza, press 1 for yes. If you'd like toppings on that pizza, press 1 for yes. Would you like chicken? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You have ordered a chicken pizza. If that is correct, press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You do not want chicken. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Do you want chicken? Do you want chicken? Thank you. We're processing your order now. We believe in freshness. That's why we don't use any ingredients older than 1 week.
All right, sir, you have 3 pizzas that you want. 1 with chicken, 1 with meatball, and 1 with sausage, correct?
Right.
All right. Very good. We'll get that over to you. That'll be $92.34, sir.
It's $92 for 3 pizzas, 3 large pizzas?
It is pizza. It's fresh as can be.
But it's $92 for 3 large pizzas?
$92.34, and then the toppings are extra. You wanted 3 toppings. That's $5 per topping. That's another $15. $107. All right? Okay.
That's too much.
Yeah, it is too much, isn't it? It's just the most outstanding pizza in the world. It's too much.
No, the price is... That's not right.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. No ingredients older than 1 week.
All right, how's $25 sound?
That sounds better.
Is that better? All right. Give it to you for $25. Hold on, sir, and we'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
Do you live in the Los Angeles area?
Yes.
All right, do you live within 3 blocks of the Pizza Hut?
No.
Well, we can't. We're only within 3 blocks.
I don't know how far. We're at Venice and Robertson.
Venice and Robertson, that's going to be rough. I'm alone tonight, and all I have is I've got the 1 car. Can you meet me somewhere?
No.
Can you meet me over at the mobile station?
What's the pizza that normally, I mean, this
you
know,
you
is
can
pizza
meet me over at the mobile station.
No, I can't leave.
Meet me half. Oh, you can't leave. Hmm. Well, why don't you come on down here? We'll have a couple of drinks. Talk about it.
That's okay. You
what
know,
do you look
I,
like?
That's all right.
What do you look like?
That's okay. I'm not going to order any pizza.
Well, that's the best decision you could make, you know. Cholesterol. Okay.